Internet land, I'm Chris. Welcome to the Geeks Next Door episode. Crap, what episode is this? 18, I believe. Episode 18.
One
sounds good.
Yeah,
we're legal.
All right, yeah, we can join the military, but not drink and stuff like that.
Right.
It's July 14th, 2016. Sitting across from me are four people. Some of them are cool. Some of them are not so cool. Nah, I'm just kidding. They're all cool.
Aww.
let's see. Dave, is that your question or is it somebody else's question?
Yeah, it was my question here. What fictional character, be it from movies, television, video games, I didn't even think about that. Video games, books, whatever. Would you like to be the next president of the United States of America?
Okay, so we get rid of our shitty candidates and we put in whoever we want to put in.
Yep.
Okay, this alphabetical shit wasn't working very well because Dave always had the question. So I started using random number generator. We rolled a little bit better this week. Last week we did get over 53. So Dave, too, you got a 26. What do you got?
What do I got? He's not necessarily fictional, but I just love his voice. I think he gives some really kick-ass speeches. Exactly. Morgan fucking Freeman. Yeah.
Well, he was God.
He was God. And he played a president. Was he White House Down or Olympus Falling? I don't remember.
Well, he wasn't the president in that.
Oh,
He was like... But he was the... Wasn't he the president in...
Was it Deep Impact? Wasn't he one of those?
Deep Impact, yeah. The one with... Like, the alternative to Armageddon.
Right. They both came up with that. The Asteroid Summer, I believe it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Chinese thing.
I like Morgan Freeman. I like his soothing voice. That or Samuel L. Jackson.
Like, he would be able to call... Like if Samuel L. Jackson was like the vice president, and he's all like, release Samuel L. Jackson. And he just like would release him to talk at people. Morgan Freeman, I think, would be pretty good.
Morgan Freeman is the president, with Samuel L. Jackson as the vice president. But Morgan will soothe you with his nice, cool voice, and then Samuel L. Jackson will come in and go like, motherfucking snakes on a plane, bitch. Come on. Go to fuck to sleep. Go to fuck to sleep.
Okay. Sounds good. I do like the speeches, so we'll go with that. So we got Sammy A., right? Is that the guy? Wait, no. Morgan Freeman. Morgan.
You're right. Yep.
Morgie. All right, Ryan, you got 28. What do you got? Who's gonna be president in your world?
Oh man, I'm not sure, but the couple things that come to mind, Dave. What's that book, Dave? Too that book we read, the Codex to Lara. You know who was the main character in that one? Do you remember?
The Codex Blanket. To Lara.
It's Codex Alara. Is this guy like a magic guy?
It's a Jim Butcher book, and he's a fucking...
is he a mage?
He's actually...
He's not. He doesn't have the ability, right?
Initially, he doesn't.
Oh,
he must
that's
not
right.
have finished the series.
Cause no. He ends up being that special one. Tavi?
Tavi.
No idea. Tavi.
Yeah, he was a pretty good leader. He showed integrity, and he had lots of strength of character. And it was a good book. And I like Jim Butcher's writing, so I think he'd be a pretty good president.
So his name is Tavi?
Tavi, yes. Tavi from the Codex Alara series of books, which I recommend. It's a very good series. He's a dude. The book is pretty interesting. It's about a world where there's like sort of like elemental creatures.
In a world.
Yeah, there's elemental creatures that inhabit their existence, you know what I mean? And they kind of get bound to people and then they help them. So it's sort of like magic, but it's associated with, you know, these elemental creatures of great power. Anyways, they can do kick-ass shit, like fucking destroy. Some people have the power of, you know, they can make wood and stuff move and shit like that.
My wood, buddy.
Right. See?
Those are called porn stars.
Yeah. So,
some can
fly,
some can use fire, and some have water affinities. The water guys, like, can heal. So, you know, like, you can touch somebody and then, like, since and put them in a tub of water and you could heal them.
So you're so anyway, Tavi.
Tavi. So he's got
a
lot of
pretty
good
interesting
power.
Backstory to it.
It's a good. That I it's just a read. Good, I mean, I just gave you my answer, but it just really doesn't stand on its own because nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, shitty answer. You're terrible. I hate you. I'm sure it was a good answer, but I have no idea what you're talking about, so we'll go with that.
Sounds good.
I second that.
I rolled a 48, so I'm going to go with President Data with Vice President Jordy LaForge.
God damn it, Chris.
That's pretty good, actually.
So here's
you got
my,
the most rational
I know.
Charge.
My rationale being that Data only uses logic to think of things, but he has a little bit of, he's been around humans so long, he's got a little bit of, he knows what drives humans, and he tries to get with emotion on that stuff, you know, and he had sex at one time with Tasha Yar. So,
Tasha Yar.
Yeah, good time. Because he's fully functional.
I am fully functional.
I'm going to go with him as the president, and Jordy's vice president in case somebody tries to tamper with his shit, because Jordy knows that shit, he'll fix it, and he's all up on that. So, we're like foolproof right there.
All right.
I could
dirty
see
magic.
Involved. Dirty magic. There's no magic involved. Sorry. let's see, Ryan. Or no, Ryan already went. Dave, you're next. You were 79.
All right. It's a man of a lot of words. He's like
Adam White.
Shit. No, he's like shit. I know shit's bad right now, all with that starving bullshit, the dust storms, and we're running out of french fries and burrito coverings, but I got a solution.
That is going to be our next president. Are you kidding
right, me? I know. President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho. From
that
Idiocracy.
Guy is fucking awesome.
Perfect.
Yes, because he is freaking amazing, because he's got the 3-point plan to fix everything. We got this guy, not sure. He got a higher IQ than any man alive. He gonna fix everything.
That's 3 points.
Right? Man, it's just... He is basically Trump just taking one step further. Just one step further.
Yeah.
Like, that's all.
I would endorse your statement if it wasn't so scary. So I can no longer endorse it.
But
it's
Vice
got
President,
electrolytes.
Vice President to tam him down. President, well, she will be Vice President, but Laura Roslin, Battlestar Galactica.
Oh.
Man, he's going to, like, bang her and then shoot her, because that's what he can do.
Yeah, don't worry about it. She's a teacher. She'll teach him.
I hope so.
Oh, man, yeah, I just like that guy so much. That movie is so good. It's so sad that's where it's like we feel like we're going. It's all like... everyone who's dumb has like 80 kids, and everyone who's smart has one kid. And eventually we're just falling apart.
Yep.
I'm surprised, though. I'm really surprised you didn't take a little Andrew Shepard, the American president.
Oh, that's too on the nose. He was president. He's he's already fixed the virtual or the cinematic world universe. So he's fine. All right, Adam, you're on the 98. What do you got?
98.
All right. Christ.
What?
I'll be with Adam.
What?
I don't think the four of us stole your answer. Come on.
No.
I can talk more about that book if you want.
Chris was. Chris was kind of close with my first thought, which was William T. Riker.
Riker?
That's what I was thinking. He'd be awesome.
It's going to be required that we all sit backwards.
Sit backwards and shit.
Exactly. But then I thought about it for a few minutes. I kind of like Lando Calrissian for president.
That is a serious motherfucker right there.
See,
that
motherfucker. Keep our country in line for a long
exactly.
time.
Exactly. I just made a deal to keep China out of the U.S. for a long time.
I like Lando, dude. I think Lando's pretty good.
Good pick.
It's really science fiction. There can never be a black president. Come on. Oh, wait. Well,
okay. It's a little stretch, but he's probably got really good foreign policy.
He's a businessman.
Businessman.
So, you know, he knows how to run a successful business.
It's true.
Okay. And since we're a democracy, We're going to have to vote for who's going to be president. So everybody go ahead and vote for somebody that's not your own. And throw it in, and we'll you don't gotta say anything. Okay. You just gotta type it up, and we'll go from the answer there. Where's my little thing? I'm gonna vote for who am I gonna vote?
I need a recap. So we got
We got Morgan Freeman because he got a suave voice. We got Tavi from some stupid book Ryan read once,
who's awesome and has magic and is a good character.
You're really trying to sell.
Vote Tavi. 2016.
We got Data because he's awesome. President Camacho and Lando Calrissian.
And everybody hit enter on three.
Yep, ready.
Well, I'm not ready yet.
All right, we'll type it
Hold
up.
On.
I'm gonna go with.
This is totally not gonna be anonymous.
No, that's okay. I just want to. It's a blind ballot because we all hit enter at the same
okay.
time.
Okay. Yep. Okay. I'm all right.
Everyone ready?
Oh,
ready.
Wait. Oh, I didn't understand what we were doing.
Oh,
let me just
call him. Type it on his computer. I got it typed up on my WordPad, guy.
Now his video's gone.
Typing and video together cannot be done at the same time.
I hit the wrong button. I hung up on you. all right. Wait.
Well, we know right. Ryan's not the host of this call.
That's right.
I am ready.
All right. Ready? One,
yep.
Two, three. Ooh, looks like we got four Datas. All right.
Wait a minute. You can't vote for your own.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Data and Tavi have the same number of letters. I understand what you meant.
Sweet. I think you've all chosen well. Data will lead us into the new universe and beyond. So.
Universe.
I don't know. I
think Data would be a good president.
Okay. What about everybody else? Anybody else out there who listens thinks there's a fictional character. Who would be an awesome president? Let us know on our Facebook page or send us an email. But for now, we're going to get the damn thing going.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good. We can't decide it.
Alright, people, what's going on today?
Gotta catch 'em all!
Oh, we're gonna start with the fucking Poke World Culture or whatever.
Who loves this game? Ryan Thomas, I'm looking at you.
Yes, we're starting with Pokemon.
I think it's pretty fun. I mean, I don't know if I love it, but I was surprised that it wasn't not fun. So, like, I installed it because I wanted to know what it was. Then I was like, huh. So you just collect these? And all of a sudden I'm like, huh, this is fun. I need to try to go find some more. So it is pretty fun. I like the idea. It's interesting.
The thing that strikes that's interesting to me is it is everybody. Like,
yeah.
Everybody, people that should not know anything about Pokemon Go are like, oh yeah, I'm down doing Pokemon. It's amazing.
I got the Pokemon.
On my okay. run, I did a run today. 46 fucking Pokemon trainers on my run.
You counted them?
Yeah, I did. I counted did them as I any, went.
Did you not have any hard. Eggs?
Huh?
Did you have any eggs?
You passed 46 people.
Oh,
yeah,
Pokemon
right?
trainers, yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't play. But I thought it was cool.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Your phone's too
I thought
old.
It was cool that there was 46 people, and they're fucking almost every age, and a bunch of different colors, and a bunch of different genders, and they're all catching Pokemon and training them. So I think that's kind of neat that they're doing that.
What they say today, it has become more popular than porn, and has more users than. Any of the other social media sites.
It surpassed Twitter in like a week.
Yep.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Okay, what about all those conspiracy theory people out there who are saying that whoever wrote this code or whatnot decided or are putting like Pokemon training centers and shops or whatever they are in like mosques and whatnot, so that people go in, take the photos, and they got instant surveillance. It's like Big Brother's watching. Think about it.
I haven't heard that theory. So
the whatever the Holocaust Museum in Washington D.C. Said, please don't come in here because it's kind of it's not super respectful.
But it's not like it's not respectful.
Right.
I don't know how I think about that. Like, Yeah, it's not like it's disrespectful at all. They're just going into... I don't know. I don't know how I think about that Jewish Holocaust Museum. I'll have to think about that.
Ryan, how many people in your neighborhood are playing Pokemon?
17. 17 people.
That's a weird question.
But actually, there are a lot of people. I have seen a lot of people pull up, and there's a stop right near my house that I see people stop, and I see there's two stops, so I've seen people pop out and walk over by the park by my place, and I was out there the other day, and there was the only people out there, because it was a little bit later, and it wasn't super sunny. The only people out there were people playing Pokemon, and there was like an older guy with his son, and he dropped a lure in the Pokestop, so there was more Pokemon showing up in the area, which I think is interesting. Okay, because I think it's kind of cool that if you go into a place that's a normal gathering place, you're going to probably see people gathering and doing Pokemon because they gather there anyways. It's a good outdoor place. And then you can have people like drop something in that area that makes more Pokemon show up for everybody. And it's sort of like it's kind of contagious in that way where you influence others around you, which is kind of unique about any kind of app game where you influence a physical location in the world and other people see it, even if it's only in the Pokemon thing.
Sure. I'd find it more interesting if you had your video on, but it is interesting.
Right. Well, that's just because I hang up instead of typing, so let me fix it.
Right. Like I said, this is going to be like it's almost to a point where it's like a phenomenon, right? So when we 20 years from now, when we watch, hey, remember the 2010s or whatever, this is going to be one of the things that's on that show when they're talking about
right. Sure.
Even if it doesn't last, it's blown up to a point. Like, how much did they say Nintendo's stock went up just because of this fucking release? It was like $5 billion or something ridiculous.
Yeah they made a lot of money. Mm.
So you're saying it's like Pogs?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe
Pog stock go up $7 billion or whatever it was.
Well, they're also talking about how Nintendo's now got corporate sponsorships. So that you're going to start seeing some of these gyms and stops maybe McDonald's will have an upcoming promotion where they'll, you go to McDonald's because they'll have a special Pokestop where you can get a special Pokemon, what did I see today on Twitter? Best Buy, just so happens they have a Pokestop and a gym at their corporate headquarters.
Oh, it just so happens. Yeah, of course. Right. We didn't pay exactly, just $10 million
randomly.
I saw on Twitter they announced, hey, we're opening up our doors at 3 p.m. for you to come in and stop the Pokestop, battle the gym, whatever. And there were a couple of Best Buy employees that had responded below that going, hey, do you think this has to do anything with the kid that got thrown out? Because a kid had walked in there or something. I don't know. But corporations—you're going to see them starting taking advantage of this.
Sure, so. Sure. Like I said, I don't play because my phone sucks and doesn't support it. It's because I have too much other things sure. to do in my life. Definitely not because my phone sucks. But what it reminds me of is the game. You remember the Star Trek: The Next Generation episode, The Game?
It was
fucking awesome. Ryan doesn't remember, obviously, but
Wesley Crusher is addicted.
Yeah, starring TV's Will Wheaton, where everybody on the ship is addicted to this game that Riker picked up on Ryza, and it slowly brainwashes you into thinking like they do. And eventually, him and his girlfriend are the only ones left on the ship not playing this game, and he saves the day and stuff like that. But that's what it reminded me of, because it's like everybody's playing this game and it's been like a fucking week. What's it going to be like in a month? I mean, it's going to be, I don't know, the game.
Well, Chris, it looks like me and you are going to have to save the day.
I don't know. I'm looking at a new phone, so.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's going to be me saving the day.
Yeah, you just
not before I slap you guys around a little bit.
Yeah.
The only thing that I've noticed is
Tiffany to download it on your phone.
Nah, she won't download it on my phone. Is like the people at work who like really like Pokemon. Like, there's a few people at work that really like it and knew about, like, played all the DS games and all those games and stuff like that. Is they're saying the battle system on this game is pretty.
It's horrible.
Garbage.
Yeah, it's not like Pokemon, but they used to battle. You just like tap, don't you?
Right, you well, tap to dodge, tap. You slide to tap dodge,
swipe.
And tap. And they're like, why can't it be turn-based like it was before, where you'd like use your abilities and use your turns and stuff like that? They're like, the nostalgia is really cool of going out and getting things and stuff. That's fun. That's like using your imagination or using technology to do what you used to do with your imagination. But then the combat is not what the combat was when you imagined it. It's like they got the part of it right. They just didn't get, like, if they fixed the battle system, then I think people would like the hooks would stay in deeper.
Yeah,
Maybe. You might be right.
Because you got to remember, it seems like they've tried to make it as open and accessible as possible, and they might be like, oh, now that it's accessible, here's what you can do. You know, we'll change this system kind of thing. Because they want it
right.
Everybody, not just people that know how to play kind of thing.
Right, and that's why I think they're getting hooks and tendrils. Let's say it's more like Hydra tendrils into everybody. They're getting all their Hydra tendrils into everybody, and now they have to like sink their hooks into them by, like, now that people like it, slowly create the battle system that is meaningful and deep and people want, and then it will truly be the game.
Every time Dave says hooks, I think of freeze, dirtbag.
Yeah.
What's that?
Police Academy.
What's
that? Freeze, dirtbag. Yeah, hooks.
That's the name of her character.
Sergeant Hooks. That little tiny girl who's all like, "Hey guys, please stop! Please stop it!"
And then, like, she's the dispatcher,
And then she's all like, "Oh,
freeze, motherfucker!"
When I think of hooks, I think of getting jiu-jitsu, getting your hooks in. What's
everyone
think of when they think of hooks? It's a very interesting question.
I think of hooks. Really, I think of Rufio, Rufio, Rufio.
Why?
From the movie Hook.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sure, I got you there.
That's bad. That's bad.
Oh, no, it's not.
No.
what did they say about... So there was that small little scare that they just completely overhyped, that all your personal information was being shared by logging into Pokemon Go. And it turned out it was actually just your Google username and Google email address or something like that.
Right, yeah.
So people vastly over...
Well, it was kind of legit in that... They had full access to Google.
If you used it to sign in with Google.
Yeah. Yep. And they only claimed they took that much information, but the people were fearful because if someone hacked them, then they
Who
could.
Who cares?
You can't hack Pokemon. Come on, they're unhackable. Yeah.
It was a fairly big oversight on them. And it's
It wasn't them. It was Google that they put in for limited access. Google gave them full access, and so they had to go back and have Google rescind that. That was the fix that they put in. So, I mean, immediately when it was brought to their attention, they went back to Google and said, hey, you guys got to fix this.
You mean immediately when it went to their attention after going viral about people freaking out about it?
Well, of course, that's when it got to their attention.
I'm just saying they weren't good guy Pokemon Go. They were just like, whoop. Shit, we best fix this.
Right. I was going to say about this. I don't remember. Fuck. Pokemon Go. Yay.
Okay.
So
let's go. Move on.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask Ryan what his biggest guy was, and Dave what their biggest guy was.
I know that Dave's are way bigger than mine. And I'm not talking about...
In genitals.
Genitals.
Definitely genitals.
I am.
Either of you have an answer for that, or
I have to load it up.
Oh my god, come on!
You don't know? Come on!
I have a Pidgeot that's 473.
Okay,
I don't know what that
that's
means.
pretty. I got something that's 64. I got a Jigglypuff that's 64 combat points.
So there you go. That's like very early in the game. All right, I have a Vulpion. I think that's how you pronounce it. At 809. So.
Hey, that was the street I grew up.
Holy shit! Did you evolve that, or did you, find that?
It's an evolved form of Eevee.
Form.
I found a high level, I hatched a 10K egg, and I got an Eevee out of it, and then evolved that one, and that's what I got.
What about you,
Mister? I spent all day walking around.
What do you think?
I mean, seriously, you must pass like 80 Pokestops a day.
Me? Yeah. I have a Snorlax. I have a Snorlax that's 12,941.
The highest out there is not that high.
Are you king of Pokemon? I don't think so.
Come on, man. Come on. Be serious for once. Come on. I got a Kuan Yu that's over 9,000. So.
That's it. Right.
That's pretty good.
Over 9,000!
Yeah, so when they start allowing us to share stuff, you guys are totally getting my hookup because I got a shitload of Pokemon.
Start trading.
Wow, man. I wish Adam, like, tried this hard at other stuff.
One game. One game at a time.
One.
The Atomite strategy. One game.
The Atomite strategy. One game. One game. I only have time for one game.
I'm a master of only one thing at a time.
I don't use the word master.
I agree with everything you said except for master.
So I'm kind of disappointed in you guys because I read today that a few days ago, China unveiled a 200-foot-tall statue of Guan Yu, and Guan Yu. you guys did not tell me. Why was I not the first to be informed of this?
I just saw it on Reddit like 37 seconds ago.
Now,
I haven't seen it.
So eventually I'm going to start booking my tickets to China, because this thing's pretty fucking badass.
Where in China is it?
Jingzhou. It's kind of southeastern China. But it's pretty sweet. He's on this giant boat, like a wooden boat, and he's huge. He's 1,320 tons. But then the boat is this huge, like, 8,000-square-foot museum you can go around and look at shit for. So if you're looking for something to save up for my birthday in October, yeah, a trip is pretty good. I'd take that.
It's crazy. 1,300 tons of something. Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
It's fucking huge. We'll link the thingy in there, but I'll also link it for you guys, because obviously you want to see the pictures of how amazing.
Oh, it is amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got he's got his blade in his hand, his flowing beard. It's pretty awesome, actually.
Ryan, don't click on that link because you'll probably turn off your video.
And at the base
of it,
there is one line of that says "Do not engage Lu Bu."
At the very bottom.
Right.
Oh, that is an amazing fucking thing.
Yeah,
it's gigantic. It's huge.
We didn't know about it because it's China, where not a lot of information gets out to us, and it was covered the whole time as they built it, which is pretty sweet. So it'd be pretty awesome. Like, you're just walking around, then one day they're like, "Bwah, Guan Yu exists."
Huh. That is pretty amazing.
That last photo that you have on the link is pretty badass, where he looks like he's got, like, fire burning behind him. Looks pretty cool.
With the sky and everything.
It's cool.
Yeah, so
I approve.
That's what we need more of. We need giant statues to mythical deities.
Yeah, like...
Maybe mythical, maybe not. Who knows?
I just like that he was like, probably a real guy, but then he's like also now a god?
Right.
So kind of? But it's a communist country, so it's not really god?
Some sources, but kind... Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean, communist country? What does it have to do with gods?
They control what you think.
Well, communist countries don't want you to put the state in front of everything else, so they usually outlaw religion as a first, like, thing.
Really?
Yeah. Super common way to control the population by outlawing something they believe in, so then religion goes underground.
Oddly enough, yep. Another great way to control the population is with religion.
Right.
I wonder why. So that's why they don't like to coexist together.
Hmm. It's weird that you didn't know that, right?
Well, I hadn't heard of... Well, yeah, I hadn't heard communism being anti-religion.
It's true. It's a red herring, Ryan.
Communism or the religion or the red herring itself?
Communism's a red herring.
I just watched Clue this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, it was on TV, and I was like, this is how it could have happened. And she kept running down the street like this.
I definitely did not get that movie when it came out. I was like,
it's so much funnier now.
I've seen it a bunch of times, and it's good, but I've never been like, it's amazing. Really.
I would say that's one of the movies that I have never seen all the way through. It's always parts of movies, because back in the day, it was like on Channel 9 at like noon or whatever when we were growing up, like the Channel 9, whatever.
UPN? And then,
no, not UPN. Whatever the fuck it was. Back before when we were growing up. Yeah, so it would be like an afternoon movie because nobody had TiVo back then. Nobody had, like, we had to wait around and watch the freaking TV guide. And I think that'd be one of the movies that I've probably caught most of, not the whole thing.
What movie are you talking about?
Clue.
Get one. Just kidding, Ryan. Just kidding, Ryan.
I don't think I ever saw that movie.
Really?
Surprisingly.
Put it on your list.
Dave, I think I know what we're doing at the end of the month.
That's a good idea.
Oh, speaking of movies, let's see that segue. Yeah. Pretty good segue. So we're seeing Ghostbusters, right, this weekend?
Yep, tomorrow.
And it's actually really cool that we're bringing some of the women folk with us. Did you see the weird demographic breakdown they had of the reviews of this movie so far?
No.
Yeah.
Men of all age categories combined rate this movie about a 4 out of 10, and women about an 8 out of 10.
Whoa,
really? So that's really strange to me. And Amy was immediately like, because men think women can't be funny and men hate women and blah, 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 blah.
Oh,
it's Macy Gray, right?
But why do you think this is getting such a huge... it's all age groups, too.
I think men don't like Macy Gray.
Who's Macy Gray?
That one singer who's playing the black chick in the movie.
What the fuck
that's
are you
Leslie
talking
Jones
about?
That's Leslie Jones from SNL.
Does anybody punch Adam through the computer?
Hey, you know what's pretty cool? That Adam's not going tomorrow.
Well, what else is new? Not doing anything this weekend.
Yeah, because Adam can't come to anything.
Nope. But it's interesting that... do you think that has to do with the way that men perceive humor, or that... I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Go ahead, Ryan.
I was wondering if I wanted to answer that or not, because I didn't want to sully my viewing experience
Recording. We are recording, just so you know.
So, Ryan, if you're going to say anything messed up,
the circle of trust is open here, so be careful.
Right.
You don't want to hear about how much you hate people.
I don't. Maybe it has to do with like things that I've if we're watching certain things, like I'll laugh really hard at something, and Tiffany's like, "Dude, I don't know why you think that's funny," and then she'll think something super funny, and I'm like, "That's stupid," and I'm wondering if it's just like I can't say all men like the same thing. But they like at least you guys, there's a lot of things that we find the same thing we find funny. And then it's... And I wonder if it's just, like, there's just, like, the Venn diagram is, like, just a little bit skewed. Like, they're, you know, women find certain things, like I find Jackass movies super funny, dude. I always have. But I don't know if as many women find those funny as men find them funny. So I'm wondering if it has to do with something like that. It's just something that... It's a... You know,
I'm sure there's humor that humor connects, you know, differently. But I'm wondering if in this case, there's certain humor that probably if it's stated in a robot voice, you couldn't tell the gender, that some men would laugh at more, women would laugh at less, and vice versa. There's probably some jokes.
They're called dick jokes.
You know, dick jokes. There's probably, I don't know. Then I also think there's a piece of it that's probably related to who the original, people that remember the original and remember it fondly. Now that's just a theory. If, for example, you were to do a poll and more men remembered it fondly, then that might explain a poor reaction if they're comparing it with something more than others. And then the third thing I think that could be in play is that I think there is a certain ability, a relatability that automatically comes with, you know, a character being of your same sex. So you and that just makes you sort of be more connected to what they say and stuff like that. So I think that's probably the leading thing, but there might be a little bit of the other pieces too.
Yeah, because it was written by a man and a woman, so you'd think that they would kind of meld the humor of men and women together. I mean, it was just two women or something.
How do you think that man wrote that, the women's parts?
I don't want to talk about
okay.
it. Okay. Like your favorite movie, Adam, all right?
I know where you're going.
I know I do agree a little bit that, but do you think the flip side is true? That women don't find men comedians sometimes relatable? Or do you think, I don't know, I think it might just be more of a, I don't know. I think Dave might be onto something where it's general. Now, we're all obviously making generalities. There's going to be exceptions right. to every general statement. But in general, there's types of humor that men find more humorous and women kind of find more humorous.
Right.
Maybe?
Well, I think these are all true things. The question is, what are we going to get out of this movie? And we'll have to see, you know, what kind of humor is displayed, you know, like, and if it's all sort of humor that we normally would be like, that's awesome, but not awesome coming out of your woman mouth. Then we'll say, I'm not saying that's going to happen.
Preach, brother. Preach.
He's being general. He's being general.
Okay, it is kind of cool that we're going with four guys and three girls. So we can kind of, you know, afterwards we can talk about what it. I mean, we can even do it kind of covertly. Like, let's write down what our number review would be, and then let's talk about it. And I am just curious to see what people think.
I like the idea of you doing this covertly. Right. So yeah. Nobody speak of actually asking people's opinion.
You got to write it down, and then we talk about it.
Right. And I just. I mean, I hope that, like, if for some reason, like, I'm going in, like, I go into every single movie I want, because I want them to be good, because the more good movies there are, the more movies in general get made. Because, well, hey. So I hope if for some reason I end up not liking it as much as, like, it's not taken that I don't like it because it is a girl movie. I like Mean Girls
right,
a lot.
So that's an entire... Right? Is that if you say you don't like it, you don't want to be labeled as, oh, you don't like it because they're all women. What if it's just not a good movie and you don't like that humor and then all of a sudden you're misogynist because you didn't like that one movie? Or...
Right.
So could it that was kind of set up before the movie even came out, you know, with a lot of the dialogue about, oh, we can't take four women and have them replace the four men. And so it's going to be interesting.
Could it be based on the trailer that everybody's getting a bad?
No,
or
these
all
are people
the men?
Who have watched it. These are people who have watched it.
Okay.
Not just reviews of trailers. Because
these are exit polls.
Now, I kind of agree with you, Dave, where, I don't know, and it's scary to me that the older I get, the more smart Ryan seems. I think we talked about it in a previous podcast where, or maybe we did, I don't know, where Ryan talked about how it's a skill to like things or to like movies. Or did were we just talking about it on a Tuesday? I don't remember.
I don't know, but it is true.
Right, so that is something smart that actually came out of Ryan's mouth, which is scary to me.
Okay,
so.
I'm not familiar with this conversation. Can you rehash it or recap it?
Maybe it was at a movie, in which case you would never have been there.
So. I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, I mean, what Chris pretty much summarized it is that liking things is a skill. If you practice looking for the good in things... looking for the fun in things, you can find many things enjoyable. And I think I learned a lot of in the movie watching from, like, Dave, you know, I would say the simplest
movies.
Way to describe what movies Dave probably wants to watch is what many people would consider the worst movies coming out. Or at least my brother would be like,
yes.
He would be like, so what are you guys going to see? Oh my God, that's the only terrible movie that's coming out. And Dave's like, no, I like that. That's fun. Like, there's exploding shit, and there's ninjas, and there's fucking pirates, and what the fuck? How could that not be
it's
fun?
It's true.
And there's Murlocs.
It is funny that your brother and Dave are like opposite as far as going into something looking for something. Like, your brother's like, just off based off a name, he could be like, that sounds stupid.
It is true.
Okay.
I just want to like everything. It's funny because I kind of hate a lot of things in life. I'm just like... But it's like when it comes to movies, I'm like, man, I hope that movie's good. I really want it to be good. Oh, that person's stupid. I don't know them, but I know they're dumb.
Yeah, so we need
but
to
there
do...
is a category of movies that you don't watch. Like if you went through and looked at
chick
the
flicks.
Movies that, like I would say, are sort of traditional
He doesn't watch porn.
I don't
even
know how to describe him. But the ones that my brother would movies. Like, you might.
Really?
Yeah, like what?
Amelie. Amelie. That's a French. That's a French romantic movie comedy. Like, comedy. Dude, I like all kinds comedy. Of movies, dude. You cannot pigeonhole me. Like, I watched fucking Paper Towns the other day.
That movie was fun. I like that movie.
I thought that movie was fun too
until the third act. I was actually really fun, and then I was like, the third act came around. I was like, what the fuck? And it was kind of it changed course. It's like now it's like a road trip movie. And then when they found her, I was really disappointed after that. But it was still a good movie.
That's when it was just, when she was just like, yeah, I never told you to come. Yeah. And he's just like, but I love you. And she's like, yeah, I'm kind of doing my own thing, like, because I have to find myself.
We're 18. You don't know what love is. We have infatuations with each other.
Right.
I'm trying to think what I can think of that. What genres Dave does not like?
Well, it's an easy answer. We just say, Dave, what's your worst movie? What's the worst movie you've ever seen in your life that you hate the most?
Documentaries.
The most, but just give me one. That documentaries. You really don't like. No, I think he would like.
No,
like,
there's good documentaries out there.
Right. The worst movie. The movie I watched, and it was so hard to get through that. Like, when I watched it, I was like, I enjoyed the fact. The thing is, even after watching a terrible movie, I enjoyed the fact that I got through that terrible movie. Like, Geely was fucking terrible, dude. Like, but afterwards, it wasn't funny. It was like, you watch it and you were like, well, it's funny because I'm watching it with my friends and we're like, holy shit, this is fucking terrible. And it's really hard to make it through.
So that was just terrible writing that wasn't like ironic terrible writing.
Right.
Because, like, one of the worst terrible writings today is when the fucking Rock's laying in bed in Fast 7, and he's like, Daddy's got to go to work, and he flexes his muscle, and busts out of the fucking cast. That's bad writing, but it's done in a way that's fun and kind of stupid, you know?
Right.
So, there's a movie coming out. There's a movie out right now. I'm just looking at what's in the theater. There's one called Love and Friendship.
Okay.
With Kate Beckinsale, some other people, and this is a movie I would expect Dave would not be especially interested in going to.
I would probably not see it in a theater, but the amount of things I watch on like cable, like when I can't sleep or something like that, and I wake up and I'm like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, or even if it's something I'm like 4% wanting to see, I'll just go click record it. And then if I watch it, if I get through 10 minutes and I'm like, it's pretty bad.
Dave, I can tell you will never watch this because I'm looking at the writers. Jane Austen.
Okay, that's actually a good question. So, Dave, I was thinking of movies, like period movies from like Pride and Prejudice or Little Women.
Right.
I didn't like those movies. I didn't find them relatable, and I hate women. Okay, apparently. Yeah. So what about those movies? Is that something you would watch, or would you rather, I don't know, go take a nap?
Like, period movies I have no problem with. Period movies where it's just talking the whole time.
Kevin Smith like, movies?
But the thing is, that's not... that's like period as in, like... that's classics, like The Count of Monte Cristo. I could watch that thing like 12,000 times because that has sword fighting, but it's a period piece.
Right, but it doesn't have women in it that are awesome, so...
Like, say it right.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Count of Monte Stinko?
Speaking of which...
But yes. Okay.
So Kevin Smith's a good example of this whole thing where I know a lot of people who like his movies, and I know a lot of people that absolutely think he's the worst director in the world. And actually, I don't know how your brother feels about it, Ryan, but I can see him leaning towards the second part where he's like, that fucking hack, all his movies are stupid. He just sits there and talks.
I suspect he'd like those, actually. So? But I could see it either way, but I suspect he actually would. I kind of got a feel for what he likes and doesn't like, and I think he'd be okay with that. He doesn't mind quirky movies. I think he doesn't like as much the over-the-top, unrealistic, you know, gratuitous action, gratuitous violence, which I think he's going like, yes, so yes,
we should bring action. The yoga hosers.
I just like the fact that Kevin Smith's next movie is like a teenage Canadian girl comic book movie that's based on a comic book that doesn't exist, but it's basically a comic book movie. And I'm like, I don't know, something about it, it's, yeah. It, I, I guess there's a bunch of things that I probably don't like, but...
I don't know. Maybe movies are just your thing. I think everybody's got a thing where they like pretty much everything in that subject. So, like, for me, it's sports. Right. If you let me play a sport, I don't care what sport it is, I'm going to have a good time doing it. Maybe right. movies is you're like, if we let Dave watch a movie, he's going to have a good time.
Gosford Park, Dave. Gosford Park.
I watch Gosford Park.
Yep. Enjoy it.
Well, let's be fair. I think it's a spectrum, and you know...
Like sexuality?
I was... we could go there. I think Dave probably likes 80 to 90% of all movies, and the average person maybe likes 40% of all movies. So that's it's easily twice as much liking of movies than the average.
Sure. Speaking of 40%, we can go back to this if we want. But last week you told me that concentration spells.
Yeah, I'm excited.
70, like 50 to 80% or something have concentration. My representative sample of A through D, K through N, and T through V is 41% of them have concentration.
Oh,
you got to do the S's, man. I demand a recount.
All right, I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, wait, it was 40%? You said 40% were concentration?
41%, yeah.
41%, trending up. Okay, so let's say 50%.
Down. It was trending down.
Trending up, of course. That doesn't even make sense, but I'm going to go with that. So that's still a lot. I think my point was there's a heck of a lot of concentration spells.
Sure.
And if we filter them by viable combat spells, you know, it could be interesting. But yes, there's a lot in this 5th edition. Thank you for doing that sampling. Tell me when you're finished with all of the spells.
Yeah, I stopped. You know when I stopped? I stopped. Actually, I did a little bit more, but I stopped when Dave, too, was like, there's 295 spells in the book, and I was through, like, D, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to go through 295 fucking spells.
A lot of spells.
Yeah. We should have split it up, man. You should have started at, like, the back,
you know what?
And I could have started at the front.
Statistics tells me that if you do a random sampling like that, it should hold up throughout. So, go with statistics. Yay.
That's not, until you get to there's the much answers. More math and stuff involved in the statistics. You don't just say statistics says
sampling. It's just like a poll that fucking people take. Representative
just
sampling.
Say, you say the words. It doesn't make it true.
No, it does. If you believe it hard enough.
That's true. If you believe it hard enough, anything is possible.
If you can believe it, you can achieve it. All right. Yeah. What else is going on tonight?
Any news on the CW there, Dave?
Oh, there's plenty of news on the CW. So
yes.
We can start off with they announced that Wally West is going to get his official Kid Flash uniform in the season premiere of The Flash this year.
Why do they call him Kid Flash?
Well, in the comic books, he was significantly younger. Okay. It was like he was like 15 to Barry Allen being like, well, they don't really age really well, but he's like mid to late. I'd say 27. But in the show, it's pretty funny because he's called Kid Flash, but his character's only 2 years younger than Barry in the show.
Right.
It's like, you're Kid Flash. So I don't know if they're going to call him Kid Flash or they're going to make light of it by saying, hey, you're like Kid Flash. And he's all like, dude, I'm 2 years younger than you.
Maybe.
You know, and they could actually, you know, make it, you know, part of the story that people call him Kid Flash. And he's like uncomfortable with that because he's only 2 years younger.
So this is
and that would be a funny.
Yeah, it would be. This is going to be kind of the Flashpoint kind of thing where things have all changed around, reality is all fucked up and shit.
No pun intended.
I don't know.
The pun isn't 100% intended.
I'm pretty sure they wrote it to be a pun. But
Yeah, so it'll be interesting because we know before he jumps back in time, you know, Wally West was hit by the dark matter. So how is that, you know, when they come back in the premiere and it's supposed to be the launching of the Flashpoint, things are supposed to be changed. Was he affected? Was he not affected? How will he play a role in the ongoing series? So it'll be interesting.
Like, maybe
if he resolves Flashpoint, does he keep his powers? Do they go away? We don't know.
Maybe he was actually in the first explosion. Or something.
No,
he was in a different house.
He was in a different city. Yeah.
Well, but if you go back in time, he could have still been.
Gotta go back in time.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Let's speculate.
We know they. We know we can hop. Well, they have the technology to go to different dimensions. We've seen them do that before. And now they have, and he can go back in time, which he's got. So the possibilities are pretty much endless. Like with good writers, you could write your way into pretty much everything. I think at first, seemingly small things are going to have been changed, and he's going to. I don't know if they could hold it out for a whole season before he fixes the timeline.
Yeah. Are they going to bring back what's his name, the cop that died?
Eddie Thawne?
Yes.
No,
they announced that he will be coming back for at least a few episodes that they've signed him.
Right. All I know is fucking Harry Potter's mortal enemy Draco Malfoy is going to be there.
Really? What's he doing?
The guy who played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies, Tom Felton, has been cast as a character named Julian Dorne.
Oh yeah, we talked about Julian Dorne, the cross between Julian Bashir and Michael Dorne, of course.
Right, but that I think is just a cover up name for when he reveals himself to be someone more important, because they have done that with every character where it's all like, hey, I'm just this character, and they would just like. Oh, it's like I'm the girl version of Dr. Light, you know, which they had, you know, in Earth 2, Dr. Light came over and stuff like that. Instead of being a male version, it was just a female version. But, you know, you're like, oh, okay, cool. That makes total sense. You know, swapping genders on characters I have zero problem with. Because unlike most of the, I have no problem with women. But, everybody, remember that.
You just don't find them funny. I understand you don't have a problem with them. You just don't find them funny. So. You know what we should do? We should interrupt the podcast and all talk about movies that have predominantly female casts that we liked.
that sounds great.
I like that one movie. I can never name it now. People were like, it's just The Hangover with women. That movie.
Oh, Bridesmaids.
Yeah, I thought that was a fun movie.
That's good.
I thought that was a super fun movie, too.
I like Bring It On.
I like Bring It On too.
Me too.
Also,
Bring It On was very good.
Pitch Perfect was fairly entertaining.
Pitch Perfect was good.
Yep. Going back in I like Clueless Anonymous? A lot. I like Clueless a lot.
That is true, because it's like 30-year anniversary. Is that right now?
94, I think. Was when it came. Mean Girls. I like Mean Girls a lot.
Another good one. Yeah. See. So we like women movies. We like women comedies.
Oh,
it's not about it.
What's the one with Christy Alley and fucking Denise Richards?
Is it like 4 years old?
Christy Alley.
Isn't it?
I'll have to look. 40
up.
Years old. Okay.
No.
I like that one that Amy fucking loves with Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Oh, really?
I never really watched it, but Amy, I watched it when she made me watch it. It was pretty good. It was good.
Right.
All my porn, I like women in all my porn. Right. Central role.
Except for the man.
I like the roller derby one with Drew Barrymore one. Whip It.
Oh, yeah, Whip It. That was good.
I like that one.
Tank Girl.
Tank Girl, yes. Yeah. I even like the baseball movie, A League of Its Own. A League of Their Own.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, you could say that was a Tom Hanks movie. Though.
Bend It Like Beckham? Ryan, come on.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Are you Googling these? Because I can't think of a damn thing. Orange is the New Black I enjoyed.
So do I. I like that show a lot.
Oh, really?
And every man that's in that thing is like a total terrible person.
Drop Dead Gorgeous. That's the movie I was thinking of.
The Witch one. Where they're all witches. Remember?
What are you laughing at me, Chris?
Fucking Craft.
Drop Dead Gorgeous?
No. The Witch one. Yeah, yeah, The Craft. I just looked up 17 movies with strong female leads, and I like hate the top five.
Oh, what are the top five?
Steel Magnolias, I thought was boring as shit. The Color Purple is not a very good movie, I'm sorry. It's got The Prince, we're from Minneapolis. It's got Cleansing Yourself in Lake Minnetonka.
No, The Color Purple. The Color Purple is the one with fucking Whoopi Goldberg, where she won a Academy Award for it.
That's a terrible one.
It have to do with slavery and stuff.
Fried Green Tomatoes, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, The Help. I hate all those movies.
Oh,
the only part of Help that I really like is when she shits in a fucking pie. And she's all like, how's that pie taste? That's my shit. And I was just like, that's pretty funny.
I actually never finished it. I got too bored.
Louise? Right. That one on there?
Right.
Yeah. I just thought it was funny. I looked it up and was contradicting myself that we enjoy female movies. All right, so after we watch Ghostbusters next week, we'll talk about it, and we'll talk about our reviews. We'll be honest about it. So now that we've precursed it with the fact that we're not misogynistic in this regard. In other regards, we are, but not this regard.
Oh, I'm looking at all my 5-star. You know, there's a lot of movies there's a dual lead.
Right.
Like Silver Linings Playbook. There's a girl and a guy that are kind of leads.
Doesn't count, sorry.
Right, I'm just saying that those exist.
Ryan, you still hate all women movies.
Why do you hate all? Come on. All right. What else was there that was cool, Dave? Anything else fun?
John Barrowman, who plays Malcolm Merlin / the Dark Archer. He's got a new contract that he's actually going to be appearing on all the CW TV superhero shows.
Well, really like
so, he, you know, the Dark Archer kind of played a role in it was kind of a villain for all of the characters that are on the DC show. So, it, you know, kind of makes sense that they're going to broaden him out. So,
I don't know how he'll work in like time travel movie or time travel show, Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It definitely could open it up.
Right, you know? Or how he's going to, like, be a match for, like, Supergirl. Like, because yeah. I've always liked that about comics, where it's like, if villains were smarter, they would go to the cities where less powerful people were. Like, why do all of Superman's villains hang out in the city where Superman is, like, predominantly protecting? Because that's the way it's written.
Yeah, let's go to somewhere else. And he's a lot easier to fight.
It's like, let's go to street level guys. But no, it's like, that's just the way it's written. So, yeah, they just got to get a Friday show. If they get a Friday show, they got Monday through Friday. They got a show every day of the week.
I hear something about the guy.
All they need to do is bring back Constantine.
Did I hear something about that or no? Maybe he was just in a show I was watching.
Oh, he's in your show, the Shannara show.
Oh, that's why.
He plays the druid guy.
Right. Yeah, Al-Anon.
Cool.
Right,
the non-alcoholic druid.
Yes, exactly.
Al-Anon. He's like, I'm not an alcoholic, but someone in my family is.
Let's interrupt Dave 2's CW thing to talk about the Shannara Chronicles, because me and Amy watched the first two episodes. So my review of it would be, it's a fun story. It has some terrible acting.
Oh, horrible.
Like, ridiculously bad acting. But it's not enough to turn you off of the story and be wanting to see what's coming next. It is enough to prioritize it down a little lower. Like, we hadn't caught up on Preacher. So, and she's like, well, let's watch this thing. And then she's like, oh, no, we have Preacher instead. And like, so we're prioritizing better shows. But it's still an interesting story, and there's some interesting characters. It's just, some of the acting's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
I told you, Degrassi meets
fantasy show. Yeah.
Some fantasy show.
Game of Thrones, I think, is what you said, which I thought was a pretty apt description of the show.
Because Degrassi has horrible acting, too.
Whoa. Drake's in his wheelchair, and you can tell he's actually fucking in his wheelchair.
So.
I don't know. Did anybody else watch it? I don't remember if you guys watched it or talked
about it. I got through about two episodes because...
I'm through episode 4 or 5, one of those two. So
I watched the first two free episodes. Now it's on Netflix. I'll catch up to it at some point. But
I kind of wanted to give it my all attention, so I don't watch it when I go to sleep, because I end up falling asleep to whatever I watch. So
I was gonna say that's not a very good, prompting of it. If you're like, I fall asleep every time I watch it, I don't know why.
No, I don't. I want to give it my attention. So,
all right. So Dave, yeah. Go ahead. What else you got?
Well, speaking of shows on TV, Fox has put in a commitment for a new Marvel action adventure series. Training the pilot. Yep, it is going to be
mutant-based, not specifically X-Men. But let me see here. I had it written. Okay. We'll focus on two ordinary parents who discover their children possess mutant powers and are forced to go on the run from a hostile government, and the family joins up with an underground network of mutants and must fight to survive.
Does Marvel have the mutant term back? I thought Fox had it for a while.
Fox has it, and this is a Fox show.
Oh, right, that's right. They're doing their weird thing where they work with each other kind of thing, right?
Yes. Yep. So Fox has put in a pilot to bring that show to add to their listing next year. Now, where it ends up, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to end up on a Fox channel. Right. But it is being spearheaded by 20th Century Fox Television and the Fox Broadcasting Company. So, who knows? But I think this kind of ties into, so the timing of it, if it works out for the late winter release, kind of goes in line with something that's happening in the Marvel Comics right now, and that is ever since they kind of lost the mutant stuff, they've kind of, we lost the ability to really use mutants in movies. Well, you know, let's make our own new mutants, right? We're going to make the Inhumans. So they're not really mutants, they're really aliens. And in the current storyline, the Inhumans drop their Tarragon bomb on the planet to bring out the latent powers of the Inhumans. But at the same time, that sterilizes the mutant gene, and they're kind of killing off all the mutants. Like the X-Men, there are no planned X-Men comics for the fall. Like, they're going away. Like, they're being separated into two teams, and like the X-Men are gone.
The Y-Men and the Z-Men.
Or the X-Y-Men.
So a lot of people right now are kind of wondering if Marvel Comics have decided to silently kill off the X-Men franchise, since Fox is going to kind of run with it and just kind of concentrate on Inhumans. So you've got like Storm and Beast, they're kind of aligning themselves with the Inhumans, so they're kind of sliding into series there. Wolverine is dead, you know, encased in adamantine. So, it's kind of interesting right now.
And spoilers, what the fuck? Tell me Wolverine's dead and shit.
I'm always about spoilers.
It's been a year. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's been a year.
I don't care. In comic book world, that's like a day. You gotta fucking...
It is kind of like a day.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah.
There's a lot of changes going on over there.
It's a not so subtle way of saying, like, hey, why should we make comics which help promote something that we're not making our big money off of the movies?
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Speaking of TV shows, as Dave would say, Dave, are me and you the only one watching Preacher, or are the rest of you caught up at all, or watching it at all, or?
How high should I put that on the list?
It's pretty
fucking good, dude.
It's pretty fucking good. It takes until about episode 3 where I really kind of got into it, but it's pretty good.
Right.
Would Amber like
I'm
it?
I'm only an episode behind.
Amy watches it with me. Me and Amy watch it together.
Is it funny or serious? It's a lot of stuff.
It's dark.
It's gonna be dark.
It definitely has a dark sense of humor.
Yeah.
How do you describe that? That's a good question. How do you describe that show? I guess that's a good way, actually. Dark sense of humor. Like, was that episode 3 or 4 when they had the fight in the motel room?
5. It was 5? The last one. Oof. It was, yeah, because this, we're on 6 now. We
like,
were just
if you
had
give
6.
Yourself till 5 at least, and you don't like it after that, then you probably don't like this type of humor. But it was fucking funny.
I think it kind of takes that long just to kind of sort out what is going on.
So that's the hard part, is the first 3 episodes, Amy's like, what's going on? Because they treat the audience very intelligently. They don't spell everything out for you. They expect you to kind of figure it on yourself. You know, you don't got to... They're not just going to be like, here's this, and it does this. They're going to be like, here's this. Let's go to a different story arc. Here's this.
Yep.
Let's find something else going on. Oh, and here's a flashback. Just for the fuck of it, we're going to show you a flashback for a while.
Yes, it does a thing like we do, where we just say something, and we know that each other knows what we're talking about, so we don't have to go... Like, it's like you're having a conversation, and I can say, you know, you could say a quote from a movie. We know what movie we're talking about. We don't have to explain it, which just makes it hard for the audience to go, what are you talking about? Because why would the characters go, hey, remember that time when we did this thing and did this thing and explain to the audience what they're talking about? So,
sure. Right. So they don't force like non-realistic dialogue in order to give like, hey, remember when we were fighting the evil empire, which is also called the Zerg, and you know, like some sort of like background conversation.
Yes. Right, but to be honest,
I'm an Irish vampire, you know.
Dave gave me the comic a while back, and I read it. I think, yes. But I didn't remember any of it, so it's not like you need any pre-information to go into the shows. You can just watch it cold; you'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool to actually read through those and then go into the show, because then you're like, "Oh, I know what's going to happen." Not, I know what's going to happen, but I know how he gets his powers. I know what his powers are, but you don't know exactly what he can do or who he's going to do it to. Or
there's definitely two ways to watch the show. Yes.
Right. It's like Game of Thrones, Ryan, where it's like, you know the basic beats. You know, like, okay, I know how this character relates to this character. And the books.
Yeah.
Because you read the books. But how they do it in the show, they get rid of all that fucking chaff and all that stuff you don't need and gets down to just the through line. And you're like, wow, that's way more interesting than the actual books.
Yep.
Because it gets rid of the stuff that you don't care about. I don't care about how long it takes them to eat.
Right.
Or what they're eating,
although that
or
last,
all that stuff.
That last fucking episode revolved around dinner at the end, and that was a good scene.
Holy crap,
Ryan! You just need to watch it. You just need to get. Oh, Ryan! If you get a chance, it's just go type in and Google this stuff and watch this thing called "Fuck Those Dragons." Samuel L. Jackson recaps the last five seasons of Game of Thrones in classic Samuel L. Jackson style in his voice. Hilarious. It is fucking great.
You probably don't want to watch it. You probably don't want to watch it right now, though.
But yeah, wait. It's 8 minutes. But yes, check it out. It's like, fuck those dragons. It's so great. So yes.
That was funny.
Everyone who's out there who wants to get you just want to know stuff about Game of Thrones. Fuck those dragons. Samuel L. Jackson recaps five seasons of Game of Thrones.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Okay. What else you got, Dave?
That's all.
That's
Devil.
It.
Yeah, that's all I got this week.
What happened? Oh, Nintendo.
Oh, Nintendo. The huge fucking Nintendo. Which
Pokemon?
Which Jesus Christ! If you're on Facebook, you like 12 different people share it. So.
Funny yeah, thing I was is one that, of them.
Yes,
I've been playing Pokemon, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Nintendo announces basically
Nintendo?
Well, yes, a new NES console with 60 games built into it because all those games were like. This game is 4 megs.
Right, and did you read the games? They're all kind of the classic games.
They're great, yeah. Man.
It's all the ones you kind of want. Amy's coworker was mad that Tetris was not involved because he loves Tetris so much.
It's not an original game, though.
I don't know. I just know Dr. Mario was there.
Mario, original Final Fantasy. I might buy just so I could play Final Fantasy again in HD.
Did they put a price tag on this thing yet?
$60.
$60.
No.
That's good.
Yes.
Really?
$60. That is the
what kind of controller does it use?
No, November just in time.
It is a controller that is very
old school.
Similar, yes.
Yeah. Based on just the response from just hearing it for like a day, this thing's going to sell a billion consoles.
Right.
And there's Final Fantasy on there?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They got like great stuff.
Punch-Out, Metroid, Mega Man.
Mega Man 2.
Mega Man 2, which was the better
one. Which is the better one? Punch-Out, but you see it's Punch-Out featuring Mr. Dream, because they Mike Tyson got his Mike Tyson back.
Yeah.
Mm.
Super Mario 1, 2, and 3. Tecmo Bowl, which
that's
is sweet.
Awesome.
The only reason to include a game like Tecmo Bowl is like nostalgia and shit. Like people will buy it just for that.
I wonder if they fixed it so like if you go over 99 points, it goes back to
zero. Don't fix that
they
shit.
Better keep, they, I'm saying they better keep that.
What's Star Tropics?
Adam,
Star Tropics is an RPG.
I played that.
That's a cool game.
Yeah. It's pretty cool that they got. See, it reminds me, you know how for a while they'd have those little, like, it was almost like a game controller that you'd plug into your TV that had one game?
Yep.
And they'd sell those around Christmas, and I was kind of like, those are kind of neat, actually. This is kind of like that, but better. because it's lots of games, and you actually might enjoy it.
So we should just get
not one... that the other ones weren't enjoyable, just more that I think they were more designed for a cheap, sort of more of a tchotchke. Hey, yes. I know this guy likes this game, and this I think will have the quality of a Nintendo.
That was definitely a disclaimer for your parents, wasn't it? They bought you one for Christmas one year.
No, they never did. No one's ever bought me one, actually, so I wasn't backing up.
Oh, Bubble Bobble. Fuck yes.
Bubble Bobble.
I'll play Bubble Bobble all day. Balloons?
Castlevania, though. And two.
And Dr. Mario. Excitebite.
We should just buy each other one of these like for Christmas and be
Fuck
like,
Christmas.
Oh, hey.
Everybody get one.
November 11th is the release date. Extra controllers, $10.
That's cool. I probably have my old school one.
I don't know if they're going to fit, though. I don't know if they're the same.
No, it's a different it's a different input.
Yeah, because it's packaged HDMI cable because and a USB to power it.
Right.
So... Because that thing,
it was like the it's the size of the palm of your hand.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's tiny as hell.
It's a good fucking idea. Nintendo's killing it. If they make $1 billion on Pokemon Go and don't get sued, because apparently people are like crashing into other people and shit as they play Pokemon Go. If they do that and they release this thing and it sells as well as it's being fucking hyped, they're doing well. Should have bought Nintendo stock like a month ago.
Yeah, their stock did skyrocket.
Yeah.
Dude, you would have been... Even if you sold it tomorrow, you'd be fucking great position.
Yeah, but then you'd be like that one guy that sold all your Nintendo stock before Pokemon Go Revolution comes out and like is integrated into everybody's brain and goes billions and billions of dollars. That'd be you. Yep.
You don't want to be that guy.
No, you don't want to be that guy.
Ninja Gaiden?
Ninja Gaiden was fucking fun.
That was fun.
I love
that
game. Played the shit out of that game.
I don't know Super C, though.
I don't know that game either.
Super Contra?
Is that what it is?
Oh, is it Super Contra?
It's a Super C. I don't know what it is. Like, so I'm like...
It says Super Contra.
Okay.
I put in Super C and it came up Contra.
Anybody watch Mr. Robot?
No.
I watched the first episode. It was pretty good. But the thing is, I can't start talking about it because...
I'll probably watch that. I haven't started watching it, but I probably will.
But, because Tiffany isn't all the way through and doesn't want me to spoil things. even when we went to a parade, I was like, Ryan, did you watch it? Remember all the spoilers? She's like, don't talk about it! Don't talk about it! Don't talk about it! But yeah.
I was, Amy said she wanted to watch it because she's like, I heard really good things about it. I was like, yeah, remember when I was watching it? She's like, yeah, and I kind of liked it when you were watching it, but I didn't watch it because I went to bed all the time. And so I showed her just the fart. I showed her a fart right in her face. Yeah, I showed her the part from the pilot of season 2, or the first episode of season 2, where they're talking about Seinfeld. And I'm like, this is the kind of movie it is. They're talking about Seinfeld. And... it's season 2, so, but the guy is basically like, he just discovered Seinfeld, so he's talking about all, man, if Kramer would exist in real life, I'd punch that guy in his face. It was just good writing.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, Devil Wears Prada.
Oh my god, that movie's terrible.
Really? That's so bad,
it's
dude.
A
that
bad
like...
one, dude.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That one's okay, it's not terrible. The terrible ones are the Sex and the City movies. Those ones are
horrible. Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Those are terrible.
You cannot watch those movies.
Devil Wears Prada is good.
It's okay.
And it's got a female lead role, therefore I am not sexist.
Good job.
Is that what you've been working on for the past 20 minutes?
Also, I figured out how many spells actually had concentration. Uh-huh. I think it ended up being 38%, so I just want to share that.
All right. Chris, did you end up watching UFC?
The last one? 200?
Yeah. 200?
I watched it, like I said, I was going to watch it, as I played a game and somebody streamed it through their mirror.
Okay. I didn't really care about it or any that fights or anything, but man, what I did care about is Dana White and those guys selling the UFC for $4 billion.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
And they bought it in what, 2000 something, 2004 for like $2 million?
Yeah. The guys who bought it are known, I forget who they are, but they're known to take products and bring them to the next level and then sell them off like that. And UFC is definitely one of those ones that they're going to make a chunk of change on, that's for sure.
Yep. Right, because what they want to do now is they want to make movies, like turn these guys into action stars too. Like I don't. It hasn't worked for wrestling, like WWE or whatever, WWF, whatever. When they tried to kick out those movies, where it was like, oh, this starring this guy. The only one who was successful
too.
Yeah, but the only one who successfully made it out, like
Wayne, as much
Dwayne
the
Rock.
Yep. Oh, who happens to be now the highest paid actor in Hollywood?
All of Godhood.
Dwayne Johnson looks a lot like The Rock.
Right. But,
did we say that last week?
Yes.
But, yeah, so I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. Because,
I mean, Ronda Rousey's been in a few movies. It depends if they're going to make them, like, the main star or, like, a supplemental character or a couple supplemental characters. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
it'll be fun to see what they do with it, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I think they figured it's UFC 200. Pretty much all the huge names didn't make it, and it still made a lot of money. So let's buy it and let's give this fucker a chance and see what happens.
Right.
I was pretty impressed by the big fucker. What's that big fucker's name? Who's a wrestler?
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Because he is just, I mean, technically, he's just like a fucking wrestler, right? Who trained a little bit into different styles. Actually did real training for fighting. And he beat a very good guy. A very good fucking UFC fighter. And he beat him pretty handily. So it was interesting to watch.
Anyway. But, yeah, that's... Man, these people make a lot of money. And The Rock is fucking hilarious. Ryan, I'm jumping on your bandwagon, your Rock boner bandwagon.
Yeah, and so Amy and I were talking about after CIA, and she said he's actually better in, like, a comedic role than he is, like, a super serious role. Like, think of Get Shorty. That's, like, a fucking really good movie that he's in where he's a kind of a comedic role. And the CIA one, he was really good. And I'm sure there's other ones that I can't remember that he's just, like, those are movies are much more fun to watch than, say, San Andreas, where he's just the, you know, action star kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in Get Shorty.
No, he was in the sequel, like Be Cool, which is like the pseudo sequel.
I'm sorry, yeah, Be Cool. It's the sequel to
Get Shorty. I was gonna say because
it's
like
that weird pseudo sequel where it's like
part of that movie, if you ask me.
Oh, gay cowboy.
Yeah, and he brings a pink bat to beat somebody up, and the guy he's gonna beat up makes fun of him for bringing a pink bat.
Oh yeah, man! When Vince Vaughn's in there and he's like, "Twinkle, twinkle."
Oh yeah. He's like, you don't send a homo to get him to kill somebody. They bring a pink bat. It's a good movie. You should watch it.
That was like, okay, so Get Shorty was 95. Be Cool was 2005.
Right.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Oh wait, I know why I won't see it.
Why?
John Travolta.
Right. He did an okay job though. I don't like him, but he did a pretty good job at it.
Yeah. See. Like, I can see a John Travolta movie and have no problem with.
I'll give you one John Travolta movie you will have a problem with.
What's that?
Look Who's Talking?
Well, okay, two movies.
Seen it?
Grease, buddy?
Seen it? I've seen it actually multiple times.
Loved it!
Like, oh, Grease, I like when they, you know... When they have that line about basically date rape, when he's all like, did she put up a fight?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, really? At the time, when you're like a kid, you're like, eh, okay, you know. But then you're like, oh, wow. In hindsight, maybe they should have changed the words.
It's true. It's true. Oh, my God, they're making a San Andreas 2? Why would they do that?
I still think. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just say, the kind of movies that I don't like is when they make movies like that, where they're just trying to be action-y movies, and they're really predictable, and the writing's not very good. So San Andreas was kind of stupid. Now, can I watch it and think it's kind of fun to watch? Sure.
Right.
But those are the kind of movies I hate the most, I think.
Like, I was going to say, like, San Andreas, at the ending of the movie, as The Rock is looking over the destruction, and the camera starts zooming up above him, and he's like, and he's like, we gotta rebuild this city. And it kept zooming up, and then zoomed up, and it was like, okay, there's the fall, the huge section blowing up, all that, and it goes up into the earth, and sees in space. If they would have slowly turned the camera, and that's when an asteroid was coming down, then I would have been like, holy shit, a sequel's coming, and The Rock is gonna fight an asteroid?
I'd watch that movie.
Right, you would instantly watch that movie.
They might send him to space and blow up an asteroid.
Right, he's got at least they're gonna send the greatest deep core drillers in space to stop an asteroid from coming. But the Rock is just gonna be there punching it.
Okay, so he's in Baywatch. It's coming up.
Oh, yes.
He plays the
David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff role. Yeah, the Mitch Buchanan one. Like, that is going to be hilarious.
Zac Efron's in it.
There's a Jumanji movie. They're making another one. They're making
a
reimagination or retelling or.
Oh yeah, a reimagination of it, a reboot.
Huh.
That was just announced a couple weeks or a month ago.
Okay, and what are these Journey movies? Journey to the Center of the Earth 4, Journey 3 from the Earth to the Moon. What are these movies?
Those are all based on like Disney properties. That like once you're in that Disney, like that's how he's the highest paid actor of all time, man.
Box office because, Viagra.
Right. It's all like, uh-oh, we need to make this thing work. Like throw the Rock in. He's all like, Daddy's got to go to work. He just shows up, flexes his muscle, casts busts off, and that movie makes $125 million.
He spends the whole fucking movie in a hospital bed. Until the end where he busts off his cast and, like, does one thing during the fight.
Right. He shoots a drone out of the sky with his pistol. And then he rips the minigun out of the drone, picks it up, and shoots at a helicopter with it. That's all that happens. That's all he does, but it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Does he do all his own stunts?
I doubt it. They can't. They gotta protect that face. That's the money.
They gotta protect that money. Yeah. It is. But yeah, God, that movie. And the Fast and the Furious movies are great. We're probably gonna get a trailer pretty quick. Speaking of trailers, remember tomorrow, new Star Wars Rogue One trailer is coming out. Everybody in the world.
What time is that
at? I don't have a release time.
Tell me a time, you son of a bitch.
It's probably 10:30.
They did have one. It was no. It's on some television show. It's like they actually released a ABC confirmed trailer,
and you could actually set.
There's a 1 hour special, July 15th. Secrets of the Force Awake. The Secrets of the Force Awakens. A 3 minute trailer will be included there.
Okay.
At 8 p.m. Eastern, so 7 p.m. on ABC.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow. 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Secrets of the Force Awakens show, and there'll be a 3 minute trailer for Rogue One included on that.
Does it say who's going to host that show?
I'm looking. No. So everyone out there, watch that. It will be, I don't know.
Awesome.
Their Star Wars trailers are so good lately.
Cool.
Like, the last four trailers have been so good.
Makes me horny.
did you guys hear about Cowboy Pat?
Nope.
No.
Cowboy Pat, what? Sir Patrick Stewart sings cowboy western songs for charity.
Yeah, yes, I did that.
And they're amazing. They're fucking amazing. He sings a bunch of old classic like Rawhide and stuff. It's Rawhide. For some charity. I don't remember what it is. But look it up, Cowboy Pat. I think you can just look at Patrick Stewart singing cowboy songs, you're going to find it. It's pretty awesome. It's one of the best things the internet had this week, if you ask me.
Yeah. I did hear that, and I was like, that is pretty freaking amazing. Like, he just looks, like, so good, too.
It looks like he's having fun, which is what you want to do, right? You just want to have fun and shit. So.
Oh. I mean, your career is already fine. Do whatever you want. Just be cool, and people will love you for all time.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Okay, I don't got much else. Ryan, what about you? You got a... Oh, what did you get, Ryan, for Prime Day? You obviously got something. You love deals. What did you get on Prime Day?
I didn't get any deals. I didn't. Nope, sorry. I
find that hard to believe. Now, why are you lying to the audience? Tell me what you got. Oh, was it X-rated? Is that what it is?
Sewing machine?
I didn't get shit.
Amber doesn't know about it yet.
I was working on that day, and I did not shop.
All right.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Chris.
Speaking of working and doing things on the internet, Dave, too, what'd you get on Prime Day?
Nothing.
Nothing. Adam,
really?
Adam didn't get shit. I know that, because he isn't like...
I did, actually.
What?
Well, really?
You like to make people deliver stuff on important days.
I know. I actually ordered a... I needed a thermometer, so I ordered a thermometer.
You failed. Dave, too? Or Dave, what did you get?
I got some of those Sonicare, like, $100 electric toothbrushes. They were on sale for, like, $24.99, and then they still had a manufacturer's coupon for, like, $5 off of that. So I got, like, a $100 toothbrush for, like, $19.99. And so I was like, well, if I could get buy one of them, I might as well buy two of them. So... yeah, so that's what I got. I got some new. I got a new toothbrush because, I was getting like one of those. I can't remember. It's like a Colgate one or whatever, but those like ones that have batteries in it, and they're pretty good. And they're like $12. Yeah, Philips or something, but they're like $12, and they're pretty good. And I was always like, eh, I should get one of them really nice ones, but I was like, $100 is a lot for a toothbrush. But $25. Now just think, Adam, my $25 toothbrush is as good as your $100 toothbrush.
It's true. You sat on my sink, didn't you?
For something you could do with your hand, it seems like a lot of money.
Yeah, but electric toothbrushes, sometimes they feel like you do way less work. You're like,
Chris,
turn it on and stick it there.
Says the man who gets monthly massages.
What's wrong with a fucking monthly massage? I work hard with my fucking body.
What's wrong with a monthly massage?
My body works hard. I need to treat it right.
I got a massage not that long ago. It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, my masseuse was talking to me about something called Pizza Farm. Apparently, it's in Wisconsin. It's a farm where they make all the ingredients, or they like grow all the ingredients, or they like have cattle and shit like that. And it's only open on Tuesday afternoons.
I heard about that too.
And it's wood fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big giant wood fire. They have all the ingredients out local, so it's all locally grown and shit. And people go there, and there's no. Like tables, you pretty much just go out in the yard and you sit wherever you can or wherever you make it, whatever experience you kind of want of it. It's cool, but fucking Tuesdays? What the fuck? I was like, maybe we should do this. Oh, wait, it's only Tuesdays during the summer. So you have to take like a week off or pull like a Ryan Thomas and take half a week off and not go up north or something. It's weird.
Right. See, I've been to a pizza ranch.
Right, that's what Amy said. You mean a pizza ranch? I was like, nope, pizza bar. But anyways, if they for some reason have like later hours, we should make it a Tuesday thing. Fucking drive. I think it's kind of far away, like 2 hours or something. But we can make it.
Yeah. I did.
Stockholm, Wisconsin.
Stockholm, Wisconsin.
It's a ways.
There's one in Northfield.
A pizza ranch
on Sunday. No.
A pizza
ranch. Red Barn.
Pizza ranch. There's one in Champlin. Let's go.
And I was like, why drive to Northfield when we could drive fucking 20 minutes?
That's a pizza barn. We're talking about pizza farm. But anyway, she mentioned that. I thought it was kind of cool. I'd never heard of anything like that before. So maybe we'll go to Stockholm one of these days and get some pizza.
Yeah, well, we should find one other thing to do there. That'll be like a push to definitely go there then.
Yeah, see if they got like a hobby shop or something or a gaming store. Right. I doubt it. It's Stockholm, but who knows.
There's a pizza farm in Long Lake.
But is it the same type of thing, or is it just called Pizza Farm, and it's a restaurant that's a pizza farm?
I have an article that says five of them.
Oh.
I'm putting it here.
Okay.
Oh, they're probably, like, all the same concept, right?
Same concept.
I don't know. Right. We'll have to take a look at it next week. I don't want to read during the podcast, but we'll have to take a look at it and talk about it.
Cool. All
right.
Go ahead, Dave, too.
So all this reminded me. We should look into doing a fantasy movie theater type thing. Well, I had the printout.
Is that cosplay?
No.
What?
Hold on.
Dave, too, I didn't know you were about cosplay all the time.
Shh. What my wife doesn't know doesn't hurt me.
You just cosplay?
No, it's called a fantasy movie league.
Sure.
So you set up a league for any length of time. Each week you have an X amount of money to fill in 8 screens, and then the site keeps track of how much box office money you make each week and tallies it.
Yeah,
sounds cool. Might be something that we could do on the podcast.
Maybe.
Set it up and keep track of a result over a few weeks.
Yeah.
Didn't this happen like back in the 90s where they had like a fictitious stock?
Yeah, that was the movie stock exchange, I think is what they're called.
I think it's slightly different, but probably along the same thing.
That's an idea.
Yeah, Hollywood Stock Exchange, HSX, where you would like buy actors, actresses, whatever, all these people at certain rates, and then like hopefully like you bought in on a movie before, like Pokemon Go, you'd be like, oh, I'm gonna buy Pokemon, and then all of a sudden Pokemon Go hits and stuff. So you could buy like, you buy like Jason Bourne after the last Bourne movie when he was super low, and then if this movie comes out and it like makes a ton of money, you're like, yeah, I got him. I got him for like $106, and now he's worth $250.
So like Star Wars before Disney bought him,
right? Like, oh,
that's cool. We'll have to do something like that. I think it would be easier if it's just movies on screens, because that way we don't have to do too much research. We can just be right. Like, that's what true. Movie do I think comes out I can watch and be good and stuff? So yeah. All right, cool.
Cool.
We'll look into that. Let's call it a night. It's getting kind of late, and I don't got anything else to talk about, so we're going to go from there.
Wait, 1 second. Ryan, where are you on Game of Thrones? It's just it's a weekly update.
Thank you for reminding me, yes. My guess is
No, well, I've watched. I'm almost there. I got two episodes left, so I finished the seventh episode of the final season.
What happened?
Well, if you have two, you need to have finished the eighth, and when you have 9 and 10 left.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you finished seven. You have three left.
No, I think I finished eight. I think I just said the wrong number. But so what happened is that there's crazy stuff going on in the Red Keep. You got that the Sparrow, the head Sparrow guy, the religious zealot superstar who's pulling his maneuvers, and like the Martell Queen lady, what's her name?
What, Marjorie?
Marjorie, yeah. She just handed the like picture of the rose to her grandmother as a sign to say, like,
badass, isn't that?
Yeah. She's really good. She's like Manipulator King. Yep.
She's one of my favorite characters in that show.
She's really strong. And then Arya did some sweet shit where, you know, she was trying to get killed when she decided she was done with this whole, she was, I ain't going to kill that actress lady. And she slices the candle.
Yeah.
And it's like, because you kind of thought she had given up and game over, but it's fucking Arya, man. And then she's like, I'm Arya Stark. Go fuck yourself. Like, that was pretty sweet. And the mountain, it was kind of cool how the mountain was like, the what's his name, Lanza was like, come with us, Cersei, or there'll be violence. And she was like, I choose violence.
Yeah, there's a lot of good characters.
And he just smashed that dude's fucking head. Just,
well, he tore it off. He smashed it to the ground, and then he like actually like grabbed his like fucking chin and like went,
yeah.
Here's a head. And they're like, okay, we're leaving now.
Ryan, you know what's great? This is the fucking like old lady who's like, hello, young lady, how do you like shivs in your gut?
That was sweet. Like, it happened fast enough, like you almost knew that was happening, but they did it like 3 seconds, yes, so you didn't have enough really time quick to register that fact that you already knew it was going to happen, and then good work. I wonder why that girl hated Arya so much. What was her problem? They kind of touched on it. That she was she was a slave, and most of the people that went to the mini face god were Valyrian slaves, and she was the only one that didn't come from that background. But fuck her, she was kind of a dick.
Ryan, yes. Just plan.
Because she missed having one.
Right, just plan on watching both episodes in the same day, right in a row.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna watch, nine, and then you're instantly gonna look at Amber and say, "We should just watch 10 like right now."
Right,
but if you do it too late, ten's a little long, and if you do it too late, you're just gonna be like, "Well, we stayed up until 1 o'clock in the morning."
Yeah, because 9's their battle episode where not a lot of plot goes forward, but it's fucking awesome. And then 10, you're the one to wrap everything up. Yeah, that's a good point, Dave.
Ah, thank you for that key. Then I'll likely be done by the time we next speak, at least speak on the podcast.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, everybody. It was another enjoyable evening. If you're out there and you feel like talking about who fictional character you think would be a good president, I think that's what we opened with, send us an email, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com, or Facebook page of the same name. We're going to go see Ghostbusters tomorrow. We'll give you a scalding review of it tomorrow. We'll tell you how misogynist we are. That's it. Talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
See ya.
Later. Bye.